the fishing game, and I'd have them come up, and they'd come up here and help me kill them at night. We'd go through here and kill a couple, and they'd take them, and next night go through, or two or three nights later, and go through, and there'd still be as many as there was the night before, and we did that for two summers. And they got tired of doing that and said, oh, hell, there's no need going through here and doing that, because you kill one and two come to their funeral and stuff like that. And one night the big fishing game guy, they were didn't doing what they were, and he came through, and he wasn't supposed to come through and without me, and I caught him right there, and I give him heck for coming through without telling me.
Oh, the fishing game guy came through?
Yeah, the big shot.
Watching for poachers?
Well, no, they're supposed to come through and
count them?
And get some, but they were coming through without me knowing it, and I agreed with them, and I'd go with them every time they came. They kept coming through without me, and so I kind of made me mad, so I got jumped all over them for doing it. And they said, well, it's too much bother. I told them I'd come with them any time, night or day. Uh-huh. Oh, I fought them for 40 years. Now I've lost my thought of what I was going to tell you that before. See, here's my big old leveler. I like that. That sure helps.
Yeah.
And there's an old hay wagon, an old bobsleigh there.
What's a bobsleigh?
Well, that's just let's just get out and see what it is.
Okay.
But anyway, on that fishing game deal, I'd keep track of what the fishing game got, and then I'd shoot one or two knives, and the poachers, whenever I found out a poacher was getting one. But in the last 40 years, I know there's been 1,000-headed deer killed out of these fields.
Really?
From that, well, just a little over a mile and a half. I know that for a fact. Look here, look at the box there. See, it's just a wagon without wheels.
Okay, yeah.
See, this port turns under here. So, there's all the makings of one. If somebody'd have to take it now and put new wood in it, somebody might want to do that. And that was a hay wagon. Used to have a big long tongue in it. And when I got my little tractor, we put a short tongue in it because we could, on one of our balers, I had a little chute back of the baler.
Uh-huh.
And I'd put somebody on the wagon and hook it on the back of the baler and pull the wagon around, and then they'd get a load of hay, and then we'd take it off the baler and then take it into stack and then load it. And this is an old silo there, and there's from the pipeline, the water line goes across the canal there where that pipe is. That's the deer killer. No monkey with the deer.
Teaching your grandson?
Yeah, he's teaching the grandson how. He really loves it. Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I told him, I said, anytime you come up here, I want you to shoot him if you go around hunting up there. And he goes around and hunts. All right, so where would you think it'd be level here?